If you're a leader of an established ISV, you know how to market your products. If this weren't true, you couldn't stay in business. But when you start selling software as a service, you'll probably find that marketing SaaS products is different. And this isn't the only thing that changes. Product support changes, operations changes, even how you create software might change. I'm going to talk a bit about all of these things. Let's start with marketing SaaS products. One obvious difference from the on-premises world is that with SaaS, your customers are online. They're looking for a SaaS solution. And so doing more online marketing makes sense. This means paying attention to search engine marketing with things like Google AdWords and Bing Ad Center. It also means paying attention to search engine optimization, SEO, doing your best to make sure that your product appears high up in search results for your area. Doing these things makes sense for on-premises software too, but in the online-centric world of SaaS, they're even more important. One more thing to keep in mind is that to a great extent in the SaaS world, your company is your website. This is especially true with a low-priced SaaS product where you can't afford a sales force. Spending time and money on a great website is critically important. Your site should help potential customers appreciate your application's value as fast as possible. The initial goal with most SaaS applications is to get people to sign up for a free trial. Doing this should be as simple as possible, and it should let a potential customer see the product's value as easily as possible. Just as demoing well is essential for on-premises software, providing clear user value quickly in a free trial is essential for a SaaS application. Doing this well plays a big part in converting trials of your product into sales. And of course, monitoring how many of those trial users become paying customers is a concrete way to measure how good your marketing and sales processes really are. Once you've sold your SaaS product, you've now got to support it. Good customer support for a SaaS application looks much like good support for an on-premises application. Even though a customer might have found and subscribed to your application entirely through the web, they'll still want to talk to a person when they have a problem. And so purely web-based support might not be enough. Another aspect of customer support is what you do when your application goes down. Every SaaS provider has outages. Nobody's perfect. And even though customers aren't happy about this, most of them realize that occasional downtime is a fact of life. Meeting your published SLA is essential, of course, but how you communicate with your customers during and after an outage is also important. Keeping customers informed in real time is valuable, as is being open and honest about what caused it and when they can expect their service to be restored. Just thinking about what you would want as a customer is a useful guide to what you should offer your own customers. The move to SaaS also affects the operational aspects of your business, sometimes in non-obvious ways. For example, if you're an ISV that's used to selling licenses, you might need to change your billing system to support per user, per month billing. And because different customers want different things, that system will need some flexibility. Some people might want to build every month, others every 6 months. You also need to pay the operating costs of a running SaaS application. Running your app on a platform that lets you pay as you go can help, since you'll incur more cost only when growth brings in more revenue. Still, you must plan for this expense, even for a new SaaS application that hasn't yet acquired enough customers to cover the cost of running it. Another big change that SaaS brings is that now you are responsible for running the application. With a traditional on-premises product, each of your customers runs your software in its own data center. With SaaS, you run the software in some number of external data centers. The cost of downtime goes way up. When your on-premises application crashes, in one customer's data center, it affects only users at that customer. When your SaaS application crashes, it can affect all of your users at all of your customers. Being good at running your SaaS applications yourself is deeply important. A fundamental part of this is building a staff with the skills and the reliability ethic required to run an always-on application. For most traditional ISVs, this skill set is quite different from what's currently in your organization. You need to change. The move to SaaS has yet another big impact on existing ISVs. Adopting SaaS can change how an ISV does software development. This impact flows from the fact that because a SaaS application is running in at most a small number of instances under your control, you can update it more easily. It isn't like updating a deployed on-premises application, where you must change installed code at each customer site. Updating a SaaS application requires changing only code you run yourself. This has a couple of important implications. The first is that SaaS applications are typically updated much more often than on-premises applications. Since it's relatively easy to do updates, why not roll out new features to customers more quickly? Unlike on-premises apps, where you might do a new version every year or two, SaaS applications can be updated once a month or even more. A direct corollary of this is that classic waterfall development processes tend not to work well with SaaS. Agile processes are better. Given the rapid updates that SaaS allows, long planning and development cycles just aren't appropriate. If you haven't yet adopted agile development, you're likely to find that the move to SaaS will force you in this direction. Adopting SaaS changes an ISV's business in so many ways. Sometimes, those changes are so big that you're all but forced to rethink the organizational structure of your business. There are three main options here. The first is to do SaaS within your firm's current structure. This requires the least change, and so it's where most firms start. But running your new SaaS business alongside your existing on-premises business can be hard. How do you motivate the same salespeople to sell both SaaS and on-premises products if the on-premises product brings a much better initial commission? How do you manage separate development groups with very different release schedules? These things are possible, but they're hard. A second option is to create a new SaaS group within your firm. A separate group that's entirely focused on SaaS can have processes and metrics designed expressly for this model, and so it lets ISVs avoid many of the pains of option one. Still, creating a new group that's selling the cool new thing has its own problems. It can cause tension, for example, between the people in this new group and the rest of your organization. These tensions can be managed. They show up with every new advance, not just the move to SaaS. But some ISVs choose a third option, which is to spin off a new SaaS-focused entity. This lets you create a whole new business organized around SaaS. It can be an attractive idea, but it also requires the most change. Do you really need to replicate the entire business just to accommodate SaaS? And how can you do this if the SaaS product you're offering is a version of an existing on-premises product? There's no one best solution. Different ISVs take different paths based on their own mix of products and customers and competitors. For established ISVs, embracing SaaS is not a small thing. The technical challenges of building a reliable, scalable SaaS application are significant, but the business changes SaaS brings are even harder. Changing people and processes is usually more difficult than changing software. But even though SaaS isn't right for every company or every application, this approach is spreading rapidly. Customers like it. If your firm is focused solely on on-premises software today, I believe you have only one choice. Get ready to meet the challenge of SaaS.